had a special name for them.
Are they watermelons?
Watermelons, mm-hmm. But they were just as yellow as they could be. And they just didn't taste right.
Hmm.
Because I was so used to eating a red watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are the little things that spring up after a rain? Little umbrella-shaped things?
Toadstools.
What if you can eat them?
Mushrooms.
And toadstools you cannot eat?
No.
Because they might be?
Poison.
Mm-hmm. If I ask you if you were able to do something and you were not, you might say, I'd like to, but I just...
can't.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody asked you about sundown to do some work, you would say indignantly, I got up to work before sunrise and I have all I'm going to do today.
I have done all I'm going to do today.
All right. Would you ever say I've done worked?
Some people would, yes.
But you would not?
I would not.
Okay. If the corn seemed to be too short to you, you would say it isn't as tall as it...
should be.
Mm-hmm. And do you know an opposite of dare? You might say, I dare you to go through the graveyard, but I bet you...
haven't got the nerve, haven't got the guts.
Would you say dare not or daren't or dasn't or anything like that?
Possible, but I doubt it.
Which do you think you would say if you had to pick one?
You would dare not do it.
Okay. Let's see. You aren't doing what you blank to do.
What you should do.
Or?
You ought to do.
Mm-hmm. A boy got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he...
deserved.
Or something he blank have done.
He should not have done.
Or he...
shouldn't have done.
How about a form with ought? He did something he...
ought not have done.
Mm-hmm. And if I said, will you do it? You might say, no, I...
will not.
Or...
no, I won't.
Mm-hmm. If you get something done that was hard all by yourself, you might say to your friend who had just been standing around, well, you blank have helped me.
You might have helped
mm-hmm.
me.
And suggesting the possibility, you say, if it quits raining by Thursday, I blank get the work finished.
I might get the work finished.
Would you ever say might could? All right. What is the kind of bird that can see in the dark?
An owl.
And what is the little one with a high voice?
Mm. Even my wife now, she knows all about birds.
Mm. Would you ever say squeech or squinch or scrinch or scrooch or screech owl or any of those?
Yeah.
Pick one.
Squeech owl.
Okay. What is the big one that hoots?
A hoot owl.
Mm-hmm. And what's the bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpeckers.
Did you ever hear that called a peckerwood?
Yeah, well, yeah.
How would you say it?
Peckerwood.
Did you ever hear that term applied to people?
No, I don't think so.
All right. And what is a black and white animal with a powerful smell?
A skunk.
Mm-hmm. Any other name?
I don't think so.
Polecat?
That's right.
What?
Polecat.
Okay. Do you have a general name for all the small, pesky little animals that might come and raid your hen roost? Just small, nasty animals in general.
There again, if I lived on a farm, I probably would.
Mm-hmm.
I can't
this
think
is,
of...
Well, you often hear this word, again, used in old westerns, where somebody was talking about the villains. He said they're just a bunch of dirty...
dirty skunks.
How would you pronounce V-A-R-M-I-N-T-S?
Vomits.
All right, and what kind of animals would those be?
That would be anything that would aggravate you, would destroy your hens or your chickens or your eggs or whatever you may have.
Mm-hmm.
Just be pesky, mm-hmm. troublesome animals.
Okay. The little bushy-tailed animal that lives in the trees?
Squirrels. We have lots of them.
What kind?